It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
So hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
Oh, that one in.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 946.
What is happening? What is going on, Gronks? Happy hump day. Oh, Joshy boy.
Yes.
I've just discovered something.
Really?
GB, I know you're listening upstairs from the studio. Please come down. I know you just sat down, Josh, but mm-hmm. you're going to have to get up because I just discovered something coming back in. I'm just a bit of a nosy pig and I've... So, when you walk into the entrance of our office, yes. on the right-hand side, there is like an electrical box which never gets open. I've opened that, I reckon, twice in the 2 years that we've had this office, second time being 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I need you to go open it now for the third time out of us. Just
I'm
go
a
do
jumpy
it.
Guy. Are you
just go
stay?
Do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm GB is going to... Yeah, GB is following him down, so we've got it all on... video if you're wanting to
and
watch
then
on
come back up?
Yeah, then you got to come back up if you're watching on YouTube, right, it'll be all there. So but there's been a massive Gronk move by a very old business, one that is known by many, used by many here in Australia.
Jay Jansen,
and their name is Australia Post. It's very disappointing. I'll let Josh explain.
This is
what
exciting.
Is going on,
okay,
but
this is great.
He's going to be furious. He's going to be absolutely furious. Big boy's walking back up the stairs now. He's coming. I can hear him. yes. Oh, I might have been wrong. No, I was right. It is Australia Post. Josh, sit down. What is going on?
So, it's very dusty.
Yeah, because that electrical cabinet is like it doesn't need to be opened.
Yeah,
there's no need for it to be opened.
So I got a It says Jay Jansen, 8 Ferguson Street, Abbotsford. Oh, so it's not that long. Oh no, it was. It's a year. It's nearly a year. The 24th of the 2nd, 2020.
So you found hidden treasure. What is it? Explain, because I've just sort of.
So it's a satchel.
Yeah.
And I think it's a return. It's being returned. So we've sent something to someone.
Okay, hang on. Is it Australia Post?
Yes.
Okay, because I just said that we've. It was a Gronk move by a big Australian business that's been around for many years. Okay.
Oh, so do you want me to open it?
I want you to open it on camera.
Okay.
So it's a parcel.
So it says the weirdness is, I don't quite understand. It looks like it says and something, like it's got the Daily Talk Show. Oh, this is from a Gronk or something, because this isn't like an official, this isn't us doing it. This is, like, have a look at that.
Oh, no, is that us?
No.
Okay,
open
this.
Oh, maybe
this.
It is.
Because we open
okay,
it quickly. All right, here we go. So the mailman has put... the parcel, because we weren't here, into the electrical box. That's so annoying. It's so annoying. And it's a year old.
That's very dusty.
It's a spider. No, I'm joking.
Oh, you know, so.
What's happened? What? Oh.
Hey, happened? Andrew. So, this is a copy of Steal Like an Artist. Hey, Andrew. So, this is Mr. 97's writing. Andrew, we owe you some stickers. The video you sent in was epic. Thanks for being an awesome supporter of the show. We still can't believe you're smashing through the back catalogue. Amazing effort listening to a few early day Gronks. Thanks for all the... Is this for Bearded Fen in South Africa?
You're totally right, I think. It has been sent back to us. Domestic, like we've paid and it's come straight back to us. Mail time. It's your own mail. What a segment.
I mean, you were hoping for something more than our own stuff.
But what about that thing? It says it's a, you've got a piece of mail at the letterbox.
Yeah.
So is that at your mailbox or someone else's?
No. So my guess is Victoria Street, Richmond, LPO, surely... Maybe this is the mail, and then they just gave up and sent it.
Dude, it's crazy that they just leave mail in shit like that.
Do you know where what I thought it was going to be? I thought you'd found a heap of cash. Seriously, I was expecting like wads of cash.
Well, mate, that could have been a lot better than it was.
No, but it was that was still very exciting, real dusty.
There'll be a great video from GB who was
lost mail. Have you ever had anything like lost in the mail?
No, but I will say that my mum purchased incense and she's gifted incense. My mum's been gifting incense for 35 years. Not new incense. This is the incense she bought 35 years ago. She even told us about it. Yep. She purchased
it. She brought some into the office. We had it in the office.
Yeah. We lit it and, you know, stunk out the joint.
I liked the smell.
It is nice. Quite smoky incense is. Has its own, you know, flavor to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, mum bought it many years before she got it. And she'd thought, nah, that's done. She must have sent cash or a check or something. And she had it all my childhood. But yeah, it just came years later, like many years later. Like that's slow, but they fulfilled the order. Yeah. My mum's also been making some purchases, according to my father. Happy birthday, Tim Jacket, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday, Timbo.
You're only 69 once, mate.
I don't get it.
I don't know. 69 today. It's a good classic number, you know? One for a giggle. But God is in good nick, Timbo.
Yeah.
He's in real good nick.
What do you give someone that turns 69?
Don't know.
But it involves incense.
Yeah, a phone call, which I did. I called my mum this morning and I said, it's Dad's birthday today, right? Which is my way of saying I've forgotten and is it his birthday?
I mean, January 27, I knew that.
Well, it's after, I knew it wasn't Australia Day. It's the day after, so I was like, 27. Anyway, mum got a shock because she's like, oh God, I haven't said it.
Oh, really?
And she was trying to say, she was telling Dad, it's your birthday tomorrow. Like, she knows.
Yeah.
But then in the morning, reminding him on the day before. Anyway.
The carob cake wasn't ready.
No. I was going to say something feral, but I'm not. So, Mum, sorry if you're listening. Dad told me yesterday when we were doing some flat pack.
Good job on the shelves. And chairs. Good job on the chairs.
Yep. And Dad told me that Mum has made a purchase online. And I couldn't believe it when he said it. He's like, yeah, Mum, you know, she got the, I knew they'd sort of canceled a credit card or something. She's like, Joanne made a purchase, got some CBD, got these gummies. And I was like, what? Mum got gummies?
Oh, this is great.
And Mum got some CBD gummies. And So like CBD gummies, Dad has no idea what it is.
Yeah. He thinks Central Business District.
Gummies, Promotional material could have been left in the electrical box at the front.
It's a Eureka Tower, a little gummy.
And so I don't know what's happened, but Mum has bought these CBD gummies off off an ad pushed to her that Olivia Newton-John was.
This is like remember my Testosterone and Garcinia Cambogia. I spent about $200 on. Not herbs, what are they called? Like supplements because I read an article on men's health.
Now, did you get the gummy? Sorry, did you get Garcinia Cambogia? Yeah. So it's not a scam, but it's this kind of like wrapped up in a whole bunch of bullshit. Like Olivia Newton-John isn't flogging and being
the
face
CBD
of CBD.
Is CBD even allowed? Or is it just the THC that's the problem?
THC is illegal as a substance.
But CBD allowed
I think there is some weed.
You can get
weed
gummies.
Shop.
You can get CBD gummies in Australia. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I think you can. There's some loophole around it because I have seen some mates flogging some CBD.
Oh, okay.
And you can get weed. Like there's some places you can get a prescription for it. Very hard process.
Spray it on your feet. I hear CBD spray. That's become big in Hollywood. If you like wearing high heels, and you feel that your heels get sore, just a couple of sprays of CBD will help.
Sort it out. Well, so Mum's got these and then I think Dad's, you know, put the fear of God into her thinking, we're going to be robbed. Like our credit cards are going to be robbed. Yeah. And so they cancelled a card. The transaction went through.
New passport.
Mum got a phone call from the company.
Really?
It's gone through. They're coming. a phone call telling her how to use them and what to do. And so it's maybe it is a legit company, but mum's freaked out. Dad's freaked out that they're going to have their credit card taken.
Mm-hmm. Sort of weird that they call, don't you think?
Like, I mean, that's a good small business.
Have you ever had an e-com place call you?
A follow-up?
Yeah.
I cannot remember anyone. It doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen.
And so was this idea for her to help her go to sleep?
I don't know. I tried to call her before. I want to know about why she's wanting to get into CBD.
She's high.
She's very, you know, she's progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yogi. So, she could have some I mean, if she doesn't want them, I'll have them. I'll try them. I heard they're quite relaxing.
I got new socks. Been talking about them a bit.
Yeah, mate, I got new socks. You just don't hear me talking about them.
No, it's a big deal. Like, this is a big deal for me. Very hard to... I'm a fucking wanker, but they're very hard to get.
You used a credit card and they came in the mail. That seems pretty fucking easy. That seems like modern day e-commerce.
No, it took a little bit longer, all that sort of thing. You had to go through a certain store because you couldn't get them direct.
Hang on. Is my mum sending sending physical cash to India and waiting 3 years? What's harder?
That's harder. Just want to say how great they are.
Yeah.
They're called Darn Tough Vermont.
So they're out of the USA. Vermont, yeah. USA.
Do you want to hear what the tagline is?
Is Vermont the state?
Should know, don't know. Mm. Think so. Vermont. Sounds like it. The tagline is, sheep have been running in wool for 10,000 years.
So we killed them, made them into socks, and now you can run for...
Well, because you know my obsession of merino wool clothes.
Yeah.
So traveling Europe, I just wore the merino wool stuff.
Yeah. And it works well. Like, you walked up the stairs today and I saw you in barefoot, bare feet. And I was like, I just looked down at you and then I looked up and you answered. You said,
I've got new socks. Yeah. Because the thing was that I've been doing it takes me about 50 minutes to get to work now. Need to dial in when I leave. It's very annoying. I've been getting in at 12. That amount of walking, you've got to make sure you have your feet dialed in. And I had like just a sharp end on my little toe, which was creating some friction and some blood and all that sort of thing. So I took my socks off, cleaned myself up, chucked out the old socks and put on some Darn Tough Vermont. And so the other cool thing about it is it's guaranteed for life.
Socks are?
Yes.
To last for life?
Yeah. So you can send them back in and they'll send you brand new ones in the same color.
Is it as hard to get back to them as it is them?
So my plan is, I don't know if you've ever had friends like this. So my mate Nasan, who grew up in Papua New Guinea, he was born in the US and he would go to the US maybe once every couple of years. And when he would go, he would do the big shop. He would go, it's like, you know, when you go to Thailand or something and you get all your tailored suits and, you know, whatever you're into.
Do you reckon that still happens?
Yeah. I could imagine Jess going to Southeast Asia and getting some leather jackets. Don't you think?
Yeah, but I think there'd probably be, I reckon Jess would be in Italy. Getting the leather jacket market in Italy.
No, I can imagine Bali. I can imagine. It's annoying because you don't want to be wearing a leather jacket in Bali. It's just too hot. But so Nasan with PNG, he would go buy heaps of stuff. He would go to this place called Marshall's, which I've taken to, and you thought it was like, it's one of those places where at the time it seemed really good and I thought you would get excited. And it's just like... brand, not like good brand, like Michael Kors. That's like the one that's sort of like you can always get wallets and stuff. You can get like Calvin Klein undies and it's
good brands, it's just like really long row aisles of clothes racks.
Yes,
and you have to almost sort it out yourself.
Yes, and so there was a certain type of underwear that Brie would wear that was a Jessica Simpson's range underwear that she really liked. And so every time we'd go to the US, I would buy up big.
Yeah.
And so she had them. I feel like this could be a similar thing where every 2 years, so I got six pairs, every 2 years, go to the US, and so then I'm internally within the country, and it's easier from this end.
Is it taking the piss, though? Like, are you only meant to send them back if they are broken?
No.
Or
No. So the thing is that they will wear out over time.
So how much did you pay for these?
They're about $20 a sock, like a pair.
How have they got a business?
You wonder. There's got to be enough people that just don't return them.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I bought a pair of socks just on Sock Chat. I reckon early days of Amy and now my relationship, we were at a General Pants and I bought some ankle socks.
Yeah.
And I've been furious over the years about the ankle socks. Different brands, Bonds have never come through. They always shrink and then they fall off the back of your heel.
Yeah. Oh, this is a perfect length, by the way, that I've got.
I saw that.
Yeah.
But I have got a pair of General Pants.
You still have them?
No, just bought new ones at Christmas time. And dude, the best.
Mm.
The best.
The little things.
The little things. They were the three pack.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $20.
I was a Happy Socks guy for a while.
Yeah.
But they just don't have the qualities of merino wool.
They're long too, aren't they?
The Happy Socks, yeah.
Really?
And
they
don't necessarily go with runners.
No, but nor do jeans sometimes, but you don't care.
No, I don't care. Man, I haven't worn jeans since ISO.
Well, you can't,
fit into jeans.
Commuting to work.
Mm-hmm. Commuting? Can you walk commuting? Is that a thing?
It's moving, is it?
Commuting? When I thought commuting, hi at thedailytalkshow.com, love some clarity around it. By the way-
we don't have a laptop in front of us.
Yeah, Wayne Peters, thank you. He found out about FDI. It actually originated in France, and it's a French sort of abbreviation.
Which is from Tuesday's episode.
Yes.
Yes.
Chewy Tuesday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. What was I saying?
Commuting. You don't know if commuting.
Yeah. If it's a public, when I think of commuting, I think of public transport.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but can't it just be the commute is moving from one area to another.
Mm-hmm.
I'm commuting over to somewhere by some means. But there's a real problem with you needing to commute. Actually, no, you just need to be organized. And that's where I'm worried, that if you actually have some shit on where you need to be wearing proper clothes, the commute with the 50-minute walk creates a certain type of man.
Well, I was thinking about just bringing in some extra clothes and changing.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a good idea. I mean,
I need to change my undies after a 50-minute walk?
Have you shaved yourself?
No,
I don't know. Then no.
Yeah, so what's the protocol?
You walk
just your T-shirt.
You walk around New York City all day. I think there's a difference if you were.
So
you
what
just
do you
came
want
out
to
of
change?
A, you came out of a CrossFit session, completely drenched.
How many undies do you go through a week?
A pair a day, and it depends. If I was, pair a day on average, which is 7. But I would say 10. I'd say 10.
2 spares.
Well,
three spares. Sorry.
Chance of shitting yourself.
Yeah.
No, but if you say, for instance, I go to the pool and I've got my shorts on, but I've got my undies underneath my shorts. I wear them into the pool. Mm-hmm. I then change, put new undies on. So that's a day where I've gone through 2 pairs.
Yeah.
Two pairs. What are you?
No, I'm one.
1 a week.
No, 1 a day. But I think the consideration is when you're saying, it's a certain type of man that walks in or whatever, but it just seems.
No, I just mean like a real sweaty bum.
Yeah. And so the question is, if we've learnt anything, what's between your bum and the seat?
Fabric.
And that fabric is?
Underwear and then another layer.
And so why? Don't you see the hypocrisy in, I'm fine with undies, the one that's the closest thing to your bum, but shorts, they're disgusting. Like, wouldn't you actually fix the root of the problem?
Well.
Which is cleaning your bum.
Well, you need the layer there. I think it's like it's the outside layers for the other people. And sometimes you can live in your own stench. You know, like you can.
I can't. I actually can't. It pisses me off. If I'm in a bad mood, I haven't done a shower yet. You not like that?
I know the feeling if you're sort of a bit sweaty all over. And then, which is probably why I wouldn't do something like a walk into work where I will be in that potential.
You wouldn't even walk to the PO box.
Oh, it's a lot of, you know, wasting of time on work hours is what I think. It's
like I meant on Friday.
No, that was fucking Friday afternoon last week.
Red Glen.
It was 37 degrees and we walked. Admittedly, it was fine, but I was just going out that night for dinner and I didn't want my back sweat to activate.
Yes.
And so I like, you could see, I kept on like putting my hand up my back and just sort of like flapping my t-shirt to cool down my back a lot.
Yeah.
And I just didn't need that in my life, you know? You don't need that.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not as sweaty, but I am with the everyday carry.
What, a backpack?
Yes.
Were you sweating onto your back?
Yes.
Through your backpack? And so that's a problem.
I mean, we can't do anything.
But you wear black.
Yeah. So you can't really see it. But if someone was to hug you or something after having a sweaty back, it's an issue.
Yeah.
The cups.
The cups are coming.
Yeah.
That's a cup clap.
Now, these things are massive. So I'm very excited. I think from a price point perspective.
No, I don't say it yet. We've got to see who's coming. This is the problem. You put out some price point of how much a cup from Big Cup Company is.
.com, yeah.
You then don't.
We're not making money.
Well, yeah, it's not about making money. Yeah, it's about covering costs. Because if you only have a few people taking them.
Well, because that's what happened. You're saying that because we had issues with the hoodies.
Well,
I mean,
look at the mailing. We've mailed something and it's come straight back to us and it's got stuff in it that was meant to get to somebody. Mm-hmm. Some hoodie stuff. Mr. 97 may have miscounted, and then there was some, you know, like it was just all a part of learning with a small loss.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a reprint as well, where the reprint was a lot more expensive than the original round, which we kind of got it in. It's all learning. It all comes out the wash.
Yeah, yeah. And so the Big Cup Company, the cups, they should be here within the next 3 weeks.
Okay,
and so we're getting 100 and they're coming to the office.
Great. Did you get them to the PO box or to the office?
Good question.
Because I'm going to be checking our electrical box.
Yeah. I think I actually got it to the PO box. I just consolidating everything there, not having to worry. Is it going to come when we're not there?
Can I say there is a type of person that has a PO box?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
And you're that guy. Yeah,
bit nomadic.
Not really.
Just moves a lot, no?
You go on not. You've been on nice holidays. It's not. A nomadic guy is someone who decides.
You don't
decides,
think I'm nomadic?
Nah.
You don't think I'm nomadic?
Not at all.
I walk 15 minutes to home.
What's the meaning of nomadic?
Just someone that travels.
Yeah.
Doesn't really have a one place that they live.
Which I think.
I've moved. You've
had
moved.
Leases. I think a nomadic person wouldn't have had his name, her name. On a lease in the last 5 years. Like, really, like you're floating.
Surfer.
You're like, mate, I could leave tonight at midnight and no one would be coming after
me. Does that appeal to you? Ash Williams, nomadic? Gypsy?
More gypsy. I think avoiding responsibility.
Yeah.
No, but so, yeah, the nomadic thing. I don't – there is extreme – reward in what's the word, not responsibility, but taking ownership, or like, I guess it is responsibility,
having something you have to look after like a kid.
Yeah There's a lot of reward in that, discipline, all these things, and so I see the appeal of wanting to not have or be tied down, and how that could make you feel like, mate, you know, I could just get up tomorrow and move to Adelaide.
That's where you're going.
Yeah, because I'm a nomadic guy. No, but I see
g'day
the
to our Adelaide business.
Yeah, g'day. I see the appeal, but I also am telling myself the story of a guy who has responsibility and commitment. That's the word, commitment. So not willing to commit to things, or, you know, like even the having a lease that's your own. Can bring, it depends on what time in your life it is, extreme sort of joy that you can fulfill something and accomplish. But I guess it's like the other way. If you have been someone with extreme responsibility and you go the other way, It can be because you've gone that the other way and it didn't work out. And so you're like, I actually want less.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I like that.
Outside our place was an RV the other day. I said to Bree, I could be an RV guy.
Dude, I could be an RV guy.
She said, absolutely not. She said, you know, an RV is just a caravan. I was like, oh, okay, when you say it like that. I'm not a caravan guy, but I am an RV guy. For some reason, just having the driving component attached, I'm more comfortable with. Maybe it's quicker moving. Like there's something about, the caravan.
Dude, I totally see you as an RV guy. Amy and I have got like
the torch
visions of RV life.
Oh, great.
We once
Grey
went
nomads.
To, once to, went to this, it was Double Bay. Mm-hmm. Double Bay, Double Pay in Sydney. That's what they say because it's expensive. It's like the Toorak by the water. Okay. Double Bay, Double Pay. Mm-hmm. Everything's expensive. Mm-hmm. But they closed off the streets and had an RV show. It was sick. Mm-hmm. We got to go into these RVs. Some of them had washing machines, plasmas. Like
cup holders.
Lots of cup holders. Mm-hmm. Big chairs. Like I could imagine you getting around owning an RV mm-hmm. and
Teching
it out, but then at the campground, mm-hmm. you don't like people if they're talking to you about what they do. But mm-hmm. if you could show them your fucking RV, but I can imagine that. And everyone
imagine the
like,
security that I'd have on it,
dude.
You get close to it, fucking alarm goes off.
Yeah,
I would have like some form of protective spray.
Yeah,
so if someone came close to it, like sprinkler system would go off.
This is where we need someone to pull something up. But I think it's great to look at. RV ads. Mm. So people who have bought the $150,000 one.
Well, the one I was looking at was 200 thou.
Well, they've bought it for 200 thou, selling for 150. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then people's reasons, like they give, I found she was reading some out to me in bed. Mm-hmm. Of
when
these
was
people,
this?
Literally a week ago.
Oh, really? That was when I was looking.
Literally.
Do you reckon we saw the same RV? It was in Collingwood. We probably saw the same RV, had the same exact same idea.
So you can look online and there's some nice stories that come mm-hmm. along with them. Like
toilets?
Yeah, some of them have toilets, showers, everything. And my point is that there's some nice reading, even if you're not going to buy one, mm-hmm. just in hearing their story, you know, took it around the country, had great dreams, you know, like didn't use it as much. There's some real sort of sad stories, just sad that they don't use it anymore. Mm-hmm. Kids have grown up, you know, they're not wanting to come away anymore, like shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's some good reading and well out of our price point.
Would be nice though.
It would be nice. I mean, I'd like to take the show in an RV. Mm-hmm.
The caravan, so caravans don't bother me. What bothers me is the community of the caravan park.
Yeah.
So if I could just stay anywhere, that's what I found surprising with camping. I haven't been camping properly, would love to.
We'll go team camping.
Remember we're going to ask Rob Ward to take us camping.
Yeah.
He's pretty busy. Sort
of, yeah. He's got a big company, you know, stuff to do.
But, I think that it's like the thing with camping, it's just it's not this sense that you're out in the middle of nowhere and no one's around. You're just sleeping outside with other people.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Campgrounds are specifically, mm-hmm. you get that vibe when you're driving along the peninsula and you see like coming through Rye mm-hmm. and there's the families that their thing every year around Christmas is or Easter or any school holidays is to get a lot on the foreshore, mm-hmm. like, you know, in the caravan park area and go to town, tent city.
Yeah. It's like it's in Rosebud. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch. Mm-hmm. They're all along there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, I know what you mean. It's like, you're just going into a tent community mm-hmm. at that point.
Real vibe. Like there would be, say the drama, bitching, people being too loud. Yeah,
Kevin got a bit fucking lit last night.
Definitely. Don't you think?
You know, yelled at Sandra.
Yeah.
She was pissed.
Yeah. Would you, do you have any interest in Burning Man?
Oh yeah, I'd love to go to that. It's,
let's go.
Let's go. Mate, I don't know if these things will be on again. Actually, America, give it a year. He'll mm-hmm. be back in the desert.
Yeah.
COVID testing,
mm-hmm.
You know, if the COVID doesn't get you, the drugs that you're taking,
it's very
the day,
dusty. As
yeah,
well.
If the dust, in dust your storm, eyes. The illicit substance, mm-hmm. you know, or COVID will get you at those events. I'd like to go, but no, I do see the appeal as a family more and more of like parks, like big four parks and places where kids can run wild while mm-hmm. the parents just chill. Like I really see
trampolines.
I really see the appeal as the, you know, like the new babies.
Marimpula.
Yeah, yeah. All these places. But it is. I'd like to take the team. That would be
in
nice.
In your UAV.
In my home. Fuck,
mate. Maybe we can get Shane Jacobson to lend us his bus.
Does it have beds in it?
Yeah.
Like a full tour bus.
I think One Direction may have.
Really?
But he had huge, like, so Shane had a, they did a bus. They bought a bus and did a fit out for a show. What was the show
called? The Man Show?
Was it
the man
yeah,
up?
Yeah,
no, so man up,
man up.
But it was about like
yeah, there was some sort of there was a show that he worked on and they fitted it out with heaps of TVs and all that sort of thing. And he got
sounds
to,
like the man show,
yeah. And he got to keep it.
Did he?
And and so Hamish and Andy used it as well.
Really?
But
it yeah. is the tour buses and the like mm-hmm. seeing the beds and the little
it's got
areas.
Like six screens or something, like six plasmas.
I'm more impressed by a bed in a bus than a screen.
Okay. Well, there's your priorities.
Do you remember in high school or primary school, you'd go on a excursion? Oh, no, this is, I don't think
private school.
No, but no, there was always, there was toilets on the buses that we'd have.
No.
That's allowed to use them. Even in primary school, I reckon really? There was like, it was like absolutely no one touching the toilet.
We had Grenders buses, which were hot leather seats with no air con taking us to Doveton Pools. Yeah, a bit of a different life.
Maybe we, I mean, yeah, maybe I just had much different.
What sort of excursions would you go to?
Oh, Hillsville Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember. Oh, it was more school camps that I was thinking, like Chum Creek, down Portland.
I was thinking it would be fun to do a school camp nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wonder what it costs to rent one
young,
out.
Not young
with
school
kids.
Camps.
No interest. But just like all of us, like. I could imagine you being a top dog on the Flying Fox.
So, Craig Harper mm-hmm. puts on an event yearly, used to before COVID, in Mount Eliza. Mm-hmm. There's a holiday park.
Oh, great.
And it's got like a fire and, you know, this little fire pit area, tennis
Archery.
Courts and maybe, I don't know, but there's like sounds a like communal a area where you have cereal and
okay, maybe there.
I went there for grade 4 or 5 camp.
Really?
And then I was back there with Harps filming him doing, you know, working.
Do they still have
him.
A photo of you? Like, do not let this kid in. I can imagine
but
you.
I walked up and I just was like, oh my God, I remember this. I remember going down mm-hmm. to the beach and we all saw a syringe on the beach mm-hmm. and there was like this big thing. I think the teacher buried it.
Really? Did it still smell of Lynx Africa in the rooms?
From the kids?
Yeah. Do you remember that? Was it like you just, there's so much Lynx. Always a kid with a lighter spraying it. That would have been you.
Definitely yeah. not that young though. That was that you know that would have been real a problem mm-hmm. if I was doing that at that age, grade yeah. 4 or something.
Well, yeah, I remember grade 3. I went early because they couldn't get enough grade 4 students to go to camp, so they let some of the grade three kids go.
Really,
and I was one of them. Yeah, I packed far some out. Tennis balls and a dress and did "Stop Right Now" by the Spice Girls at Red Faces.
God, I'm just having flashbacks of school camps.
Mm.
One that I went to grade 5.
Did you ever kiss anyone on school camp?
Yes.
Mm,
Chum Creek.
Who was it?
I'm not going to say it now.
Okay.
I'm not going to say, you know, have respect for that grade 7.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you were grade 7. You were.
Grade 7. Yeah, I was grade 7. She was 35. It was my teacher. No, it wasn't. Anyway.
Good gear.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. I was hoping this parcel that we got
could have been something else. That's all right.
Yeah.
But
anyway, if you want to send us something,
yeah.
PO Box 400,
Abbotsford, Victoria 3067. Yeah. I didn't think you would get the postcode.
No,
would you
I get it. 30, said, I say 3067. Mm-hmm,
which is annoying.
It's the way
how do you
I
say
remember
your phone numbers?
O.
Yeah.
410. No, I don't. No, that's a monster's way. 0401.
And then
do
you
say the other three?
Other three. Yeah, that's right.
Although my mum's, I say 0412 9, and then I say the like.
Yeah,
I say a different sort of sequence, but it's just how I remember it. Mm-hmm. It's just like the 3067.
Yeah. Anyway. And caller ID, I remember that, and landlines. That was a good when I got that, felt like a fucking detective. <You know? laughs> Seriously, a lot of things happened when I got caller ID.
So you're screening, not them.
Yeah. No, remember I told you about how Rob called me?
Rob who?
Rob Curran. It doesn't matter. He's this kid that I went to school with. He called me and said, what do you think of Lachlan?
It could have been Rob Ward.
Rob Curran called me.
Oh, yeah.
He said, what do you think
of
Lachlan? And I saw that it was fucking
Lachlan's number
9700111. No, I won't say their number. Yeah. But I saw the fucking number. I was like, he's at fucking Lachlan's house. So I hung up and then they called back and I said, my mum actually answered. And she said, if you want to be Josh's friend, be his friend. Otherwise, stop calling.
They never call back.
No, no,
that was the end of that friendship. Yeah. Thanks, Mum.
Wonder what Rob's up to. All right. It's a daily talk show. Have a good one, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you, guys.